As a reminder, in Erev Yom Kippur, we have a mitzvah to eat. Gemara learns from this idea of eating, that eating is going to help us prepare ourselves for the fast. So there's actually a mitzvah to eat in Yom Kippur. This is why many of great Anshei Maisa, they would have sucking candies in their mouth in order to be constantly eating. There is no mitzvah to gorge yourself. There's only a mitzvah to eat, so you can have enough strength to focus, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago about this idea from the Zohar, to have enough strength to be able to focus on the fast, and focus that your guf is in pain, but not that your neshama is in pain. And that's why he said that you eat on Erev Yom Kippur in order so you can actually fast on Yom Kippur itself. So in fact, there is a mitzvah to actually eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's one. Also important to note that when it comes to eating, that you should daven mincha first. The Gemara says you should daven mincha first with a vidoy. For whatever reason, you might choke, and you might not have an opportunity to say vidoy before Yom Kippur, which is a good question unto itself, because a person is going to choke and die before Yom Kippur, so they missed the opportunity of Yom Kippur anyway. But nonetheless, you're supposed to eat and then actually say a vidoy, which is the confession that you have on mincha of Erev Yom Kippur. So plan your day accordingly on Sunday, that one should make it to shul on Sunday at 3 p.m., so you can daven mincha, and then go have your meal. Then go have your sudim avsekis. There are people that generally come late for some reason on Erev Yom Kippur, and they try to daven right before Kol Nidre. It's, if you have the opportunity, take it. Don't just say, oh, it's okay, I'll just combine the two together, because really you're supposed to have your meal beforehand, halachically, before Kol Nidre, and after mincha itself. And you want to be able to say the Asham is appropriately and everything else appropriately in Mincha. That's another thing to keep in mind. Kol Nidre is something that has to be done, really completed before Shkia. You have to come into Yom Kippur without having any Nidarm onto yourself. The question is, which Nidarm are these? Are these the ones from Rosh Hashanah? It's only a week worth of Nidarm. What are these Nidarm? Mm-hmm. It seems that there are other Nidarm that are associated, perhaps the mitzvahs, the Hanhaga Tovos, the nice mitzvahs that you tried to do, that you don't even know about anymore. That's what Kol Nidre is now removing here. But the point is that Kol Nidre is supposed to be done before Shkia. We do say it three times. You should try to at least get one of them in before Shkia. If you're in shul and they haven't started, you can still say it by yourself. It's okay to say Kol Nidre by yourself in order that you absolve yourself from these things. An important idea over here is something that's worth repeating and may actually be even repeated, and that is that when we talk about the scales of merits and demerits, of sins and zechuyos for ourselves, so we're oftentimes taught in a certain way. There's a truck that's coming in, and he's got 1,000 of mitzvahs of you, and then he got a truck of averos, and then you have the truck of yesurin, all the afflictions that he had. So let's just, before you go there, we'll quote him here from the Sefer Ladovke B'Tshuva, and this is confirmed by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He says, you can't think... that when it comes to merits and sins, that it's simply a numbers game. You can't assume that this truck came in and it's somehow showing up this way, and then suddenly this truck comes by, or the scale is weighing this way, and somehow this one comes by, and there's one little elf that comes by and drops another sin or another mitzvah on the scale, and it's changing changing the scales of justice over here. That can't be. He says, because this changes mishala shal mi regla rega. Your sins and merits can change any moment. Maybe you have a guy who has majority merits, and then on his way to shul, he has like 4 things that get in his way, and he's yelling and upset, and he has negative thoughts about Hashem and his wife and whatever. All this, you know, suddenly it's like, you know, the scale's changing now. Oh no, am I going to make it in time? How's it going to be on Kippur? We're thinking of it, it's like the end of a race. You think it's like a marathon. It says it can't be. This is not what the experience is actually all about. The inyan zeh shochilaf madrega mishalasha ainu miskabel al hadas. It doesn't make sense. The hello kol avera mechol mitzvah hamizdamnas lo alulo sein lashana says to arah klal. You're going to tell me every avera that you have is going to change the entire outcome of what this person is? It is.
No.
So what's going to happen? So he says as follows. He says the truth is, when it says a person has rubo zechuyos, you want to be able to get to Yom Kippur with rubo zechuyos, the majority of merits. And what it means is mida benefesh vekav ba'ofav shela adam. It's defining who you are as an individual, not in numbers, but where you actually stand for yourself as an individual. Vuakav hamishorash biyachso shel osa adam. This is the line that is the root of what the essence of this person is actually all about. El hatov el hara. Where do you see yourself? Which way do you sway on an ongoing basis? Probably from last year. But it's really more importantly, right now. Not even from last year. Where am I at right now? It could be a month ago, I was a big, big evil Russia, but right now, I'm in a different place. So he says, De'ein Hashem tzadik or Russia nikva al pi maisa mesiyim. You don't get the title of being a tzadik or Russia because of one act you did. Ella ikir in yanahu kvias mahusa adam bichlaliyuso. The essence is who you are in general. What's your essence? Dehainu, what that means is, if the ikir hashlita etzlo hu hayetzer tov, what drives you to do the things you do? Is it your yetzer tov that drives you, your good inclination? Or maybe it's your yetzer hara. What drives you to your inclination? So when it says that your merits outweigh your sins, it's a sign that that individual has his yetzer tov as his driving force. And the fact that he may have some sins alongside with him, that's not ikar bechiraso umahusa. It's not that the essence of who he is. Vezua kavana, and this is what it means. It says rubo zechuyos. When a person has a majority of merits, it means his situation is that he stands clearly towards the side of merits because his mindset, his actions, his goals are to get closer to Hashem. Valpi rov karavu yoser l'Hashem yisbarach. In the majority of instances within this person's life and his goals within his life is actually to get closer to Hashem. So therefore he says, so that's ultimately what it is. how you define whether you have majority or not. V'yesh chov al adam, a person's obligated, she'ichol alav shem tzadik v'shel yeh rasha. You have an obligation to call yourself a tzadik, that you should become a tzadik and not a rasha. V'hu chutz mi'chiyav ha-mitzvos, has nothing to do here with the obligation in mitzvos. Shelo lasos averis, it's not about mitzvos and averis that you're doing. V'shorosh chiyav zeh yisodo, v'masha amra ha-torah b'charta b'chayim. The essence of this idea, when the Torah says, you shall choose life, ubacharta b'chaim, it means, what are you leaning towards? You could be doing mitzvos and still have a loaded up bag of rasha in you. Why? Because you did mitzvos, because that's how you grew up. You did mitzvos because that's what everybody in the community does. But deep inside, you're not leaning towards mitzvos. You're leaning towards evil. You're leaning towards giving into, when I say evil, you're leaning towards giving into your yetzer hara. You're just letting your yitzhara take over. You know, you go after your vices. You don't care what people say about you. You just do what you want. You say things back to people. Whatever the thing is. Even if you're doing a lot, it's not about the mitzvahs and the averos. The yisod over here, he says, shorash chiyuv zeh yisodo, the foundation of this obligation, Torah says, b'charta b'chayim. So, that's what it comes down to. That you cannot allow your yitzhara to overtake you. If you do, that's when you have rubo averos. That's when you have a majority of avonos upon you. When do you have rubo zechuyos? When you see your guiding force as your yetzer tov. Your good inclination is your guiding force to do things you do. That, he says, is the definition of where we want to get to by the time Yom Kippur actually comes. Mm-hmm.